Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I would hope this audio gets to gets somewhere inside the Celtics building at some point today. So like it gets shared among the players or something as they get ready to go to New York. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. So here's the audio I'm talking about.
Let me just say that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
That was Johnny, who's a part of the Karen Carson morning show in New York. It's Karen, it's Johnny, and Anthony. And they work for our sister station down in New York at New 102.7. And they were like, hey, you want to call in and have some fun on our show? I was like, sure, I'll have a little fun. And that's kind of how the conversation started, which was just weird to me. It put me in a weird headspace because it was all fresh and new. We didn't know at that point about the surgery or anything like that. I was like, what is happening right now? It just did not feel good or fun to me when the conversation started. And so we played you the audio. They made it sound like I hung up on them. Right. I did not hang up on them.
Right.
But I guess that wasn't good for their show. So,
well, you're the angry Boston guy.
Yeah, that's how they portrayed me, was the angry Boston guy. Chris is from Randolph. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. So you're going to have to bring them on the show when the Celtics win the championship.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be a nice comeuppance. That would be a nice comeuppance. I mean, we still got a steep hill to climb.
Yeah. But I like your energy.
Yeah, I do. I mean, last night was awesome. Don't get me wrong, but we got to go back to New York and then come back here. But I don't hate that. Well, I don't even think we have to win the championship to throw it back in their face. I think we just beat them in the series. That would be nice.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Bring them back anyways.
It's just such, I don't know. I have not had a lot of experience with people from New York other than Yankees fans, and I just despise the Yankees, so there was that. But I didn't understand that that's how people are in New York, that you would dance on the grave of another team's player who got injured. It's just weird.
I don't want to paint the whole state with that patina, but dot, dot, dot.
Steve is from Wyndham. Good morning, Steve.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat there. As soon as Luke Kornet, who I believe is a reincarnation of Bill Russell right now with his seven blocks last night.
Yes.
I think you should get them back on the show and show them who the real sister station is.
Let me just say that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
So weird. Christy's from Derry. What's up, Christy?
I am so uncomfortable with this conversation.
I know, me too. Believe me, all of us are.
I'm literally sweating.
like same, because I'm not even a basketball fan, and I'm like, I'm ready to like throw fists with you.
And I don't want to start a fight.
No, we're not here to start a fight.
I want to be real clear about this. Yes. I don't want to start a fight.
They go low, we go high.
That's well, just bring them on and say, tell me about this creative editing you did.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I don't hate that.
Maybe you busted his chops a little too hard.
I don't actually wish injury on any player. It's a part of sports. When the rival team has an injury, you celebrate.
No, you don't. You don't celebrate with even the look at the players. You could see the players were heartbroken. It really, and I'm talking about on the Knicks, not just on the Celtics.
I think everywhere you saw that. I mean, you saw people from all walks of life and all sports and all professional
Nobody
levels sending out messages to him because he's just a good, and on top of all of that, he's just a good guy. You can't hate on that man.
I want to hear the rest
you
of it.
You celebrate sometimes, all
I
right?
Know. He didn't like that, though.
Hey, they can't take good pizza or a joke, apparently, up in Boston.
I can't.
Well, yeah.
Do you think he was?
I think that's a good indicator of how Boston fans feel right at this moment. Well, this game tonight.
Look, and in their defense, we saw the video of the Boston fan coming out of Madison Square Garden alone.
It was like Moses opened up the seas. The opposite.
Nobody hurt him, did they?
No, they didn't hurt him, but they gave him like a 10-foot radius around him and just shouted really inappropriate things at the man.
Oh, well, yeah.
But if the Knicks win tonight, it will be in Boston. So I wonder what that's going to be like.
Keep wondering.
Yep.
They're going to slink out of the building and get in their bus. And
They are slinking out of the building, Karen. You are right.
In Boston.
They're going to slink out of the building and get in their bus and come home, and then we'll celebrate
them. We'll party here.
Yeah. I can't believe that radio guy from Boston. He wasn't messing around. He was actually mad.
I know. He was
that
not
wasn't
happy.
A shtick.
He was.
No, I was. You are right.
That radio guy?
Yes.
He knows your name.
He does. He texts me and asked me to call in.
I mean, just a little respect on the chat. I'm not asking for much.
And you're right. I was mad you were making fun of a guy laid up in a hospital. Absolutely. Yeah. You are correct.
I know. He was
that
not
wasn't
happy.
A shtick.
He wasn't. Yeah. He was not happy.
All right. Whatever.
Sorry to offend you, but we're
let's send them a couple of cannolis or something.
Yeah.
Some good water.
Some good pizza.
Maybe a coffee.
Go New
Maybe
York.
Maybe a
go
bagel.
Yeah.
There you
they
go.
Need it.
What just happened?
I think we have everything we need to make tomorrow's game exactly what it needs to be.
Let me just say that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.